This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves here. We're doing the live Sunday edition of the program. And with you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl W. Perry, the new chairman of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
Yes.
Not the National Libertarian Party, but nonetheless, a big accomplishment.
No, I do not want that responsibility.
I wouldn't. Either. I really don't want to have much to do with them, unfortunately. I like the Libertarian Party in concept. I just don't like what they've done with their presidential candidates this year. And the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, you and Roger Paxton, who is another great principled libertarian, have taken the leadership roles, and so congratulations to you for that.
Thank you.
So we can talk about anything you want here on Free Talk Live. You, the listener, that is. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to start away from the United States tonight, go into Venezuela, where it's been a couple weeks since we've really talked about what's happening in Venezuela, the absolute nightmare of living in a place where it's hard to get even the most basic staples of, by which you need to live. You have to wait in lines forever in order to just get a crack at, bar of soap.
Anything. And whatever they happen to have that day, you can buy two of.
Whatever random thing they're offering you. Of course, you can buy things in the black market, which is probably the way that a lot of people are sustaining their life there now that the grocery store shelves are frequently empty.
Yes.
And in the black market, the Venezuelan Bolivar is
the Bolivar Fuerte.
Correct. Yeah, the so-called strong Bolivar is basically worth 1/100th of what it actually is purported to be worth by the government. So you can exchange one U.S. dollar in the black market and get about 1,000 Bolivar Fuertes versus the official exchange rate in the country is you exchange $1 and you get one U.S. dollar, and you get 10 Bolivar Fuerte.
Yes.
Which, of course, is throwing off all kinds of economic signals and just really screwing life up for the people there. And this evening, Daryl, you have a story about what it's like to be in business
right
in Venezuela.
When we've talked about Venezuela previously, we've talked about, what it's like to live in Venezuela standing in the lines. The last story that I remember us talking about was life in the line where,
right.
This reporter was telling
people
all these
live
stories.
And, are born and die in these lines. It's crazy.
Relationships are formed and end. The whole nine yards
right.
happens in the line. But what's it like to run a business? Well, apparently businesses in Venezuela, surprise, surprise, have a problem.
Mm.
Actually, almost everyone in Venezuela has a great many problems. The article coming from Fee.
Crime rates incredibly high. So that's one problem I imagine business owners
starvation, for example, shortages of basic goods, dysfunctional and understaffed hospitals which lack medications. And you had said apparently the newborn babies are being stored in cardboard boxes. There's also a corrupt and increasingly militarized government determined to protect the incumbent president, Nicolas Maduro, at seemingly all costs.
Yep.
But businesses, especially factories, face another more specific problem. As Venezuela's economy has ground to a halt and its currency has depreciated by nearly 2/3 in the past year alone, the raw materials needed for manufacturing have become prohibitively expensive or simply impossible to come by.
Oh, boy.
This is not helped by the government's steep import tariffs and currency restrictions,
right.
nor by the rock-bottom price controls, which make operating a business an utterly unprofitable enterprise. The disaster is entirely of President Maduro's own making, but rather than acknowledge the 17 years of Chavismo socialism have been a terrible mistake that have wrecked Venezuela.
No, no, no. It's all the government, the U.S. government's fault. That's whose fault it is. They right. blame the U.S. government. I'm that, predicting that.
That's who they blame. But Maduro is instead tightening the iron fist of state control.
Yes.
The BBC reported that the
He's doubling down.
The Venezuelan government has seized a factory that makes hygiene products like toilet paper, which is actually owned by a U.S. company, Kimberly-Clark.
Not anymore.
Kimberly-Clark's crime, closing the factory due to an inability to obtain raw materials.
Wow.
Because of the aforementioned tariffs and currency restrictions and price controls.
Oh, I'd love to know more about the tariffs because we know about the currency restrictions. We know that you can't go into a bank in Venezuela and exchange the Bolivar Fuerte for U.S. dollars. You can do the reverse. You can exchange a U.S. dollar for the Bolivar Fuerte, but you cannot exchange the Bolivar Fuerte for the U.S. dollar, which means that anybody who's in business who wants to buy those raw materials from outside of the country has to pay in some other currency. If you're selling a bulk amount of paper or tree, wood or whatever it is that they're using to as their raw material for the toilet paper facility, if you are willing to sell reams of that or however they sell that stuff, you're not going to be willing to take the Bolivar Fuerte because you can't trade it on the international marketplace for anything.
Right.
So you would say to the company, well, we'll sell you what the raw materials. It's not like we're out of raw materials. We got plenty of it. We'll sell it to you, but you have to pay us in U.S. dollars. And so the company says, well, sorry, we don't have that because we can't exchange for U.S. dollars legally. We could exchange illegally for U.S. dollars. We could go into the black marketplace and give 1,000 Bolivar Fuerte and get one U.S. dollar back. But then that's going to screw up everything as far as, like, well, we're illegally buying product at that point because you can't just go ahead and get U.S. dollars illegally in the black market and turn around and give them to a company on the up and up.
Right.
So then, Maduro's thugs will come into the business and audit them and say, where'd you get this toilet paper from? How did you pay for this toilet paper? Where did you get the U.S. dollars to pay for this toilet paper? And then before you know it, you're going to be in handcuffs. So
Right. Basically,
I mean, these business owners are completely being strangled by this system.
So, again, Kimberly-Clark was unable to find any materials, closed down. The Venezuelan government seized the factory.
Wow.
And the Venezuelan labor minister, Oswaldo Vera, actually wound up calling the closure illegal and promised that the factory would continue to operate in the hands of the workers.
That's right.
To which the obvious question must be, with what materials? How does the government think that the factory can reopen without the raw materials it needs? The precedent there is then the issue of the chilling authoritarianism of declaring that a privately owned company broke the law by ceasing business.
Wow.
In May, President Maduro threatened to arrest and jail the owners of factories that stopped producing, saying Venezuela's productive capacity was being paralyzed by the bourgeoisie.
I'm just imagining the guns of government, because every government program is backed by men with guns. So I'm imagining the guns with government or guns of government pointed at the heads of these business owners, managers. They're being told, keep producing.
And we have no material. You filthy bourgeoisie, you're paralyzing our economy.
It's just so insane. I remember I forget which story it was, but there have been so many of these crazy stories out of Venezuela where they have like a minister of low prices or something like that who goes around and forces businesses to sell below cost.
Just when you said the minister of low prices, I'm thinking in my head some cheesy commercial. Come to Crazy Eddie's. We're the minister of low, low prices.
Except a lot less funny than that in real life. And the actual term was something more ridiculous. I'm not remembering correctly what the actual ministry was or what the
Wacky,
office title was.
Wacky, wavy, inflatable arm flailing tube man.
Well, let's go to your calls and thoughts. You've got more to the story, though.
A little bit more, yes.
All right, we'll get into that here in moments. And I've got some Venezuela insanity as well. But first, Mike is in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I was listening to last night's show, and you guys were pretty full up on the phone call, so I wasn't able to get in. But the guy that called in 10 that was complaining about raising his children in a place where prostitution and drugs are legal.
Yeah, I want to hear what you think about him. Hang on, Mike. We'll bring you back here. One of our callers last night did not like the idea of legalization of consensual acts. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is the live Sunday edition of the program. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. We've been talking about Venezuela. We'll continue that discussion. And you can also call in and take control of the airwaves. Plus, Why not take control of the savings that you could be getting on purchases at Amazon? You can do that by going to saveitpurse.com. Save 10% easily. 15%, pretty much guarantee. 20%, things are a little harder. 25%, well, you know, you can. It's possible. The higher the percentage you want off your purchase at Amazon, the more difficult, the longer it'll take to actually complete the transaction. What you're doing is you're selling your Bitcoin on a marketplace where people are willing to pay a hefty premium for your Bitcoin. And so basically, you can't participate in this unless you have Bitcoin. So if you want tremendous savings at Amazon, I just got 15% off some VGA cables that I needed to order. If you want 15% off easily on anything that you want to order at Amazon, then go to saveitpurse.com. But you do have to have Bitcoin to do this. So this is a great reason to actually finally look into getting some Bitcoin. You can start learning about that by going to bitcoin.com. So again, you want to save big time on Amazon, go to saveitpurse. That's saveatpurse.com. As we go back to Mike, he's in West Virginia. Mike, you were calling about a caller that we had last night on the program. His name was Ken. He said he was he didn't want to raise a family in any state where there was any kind of legalization of drugs or prostitution, and you wanted to comment about him.
Yes, he just could not accept the concept of, you know, raising a children in a place where drugs or prostitution or both are legal. And one of you guys pointed out to him that he lives in that world already. But apparently he's, and I don't mean to sound angry at you guys. This is all directed towards Ken. Because when I was listening last night, I pulled all my hair out. I'm completely bald now. And my blood is still boiling. But, you know, he's promoting a concept of sheltering your children from everything that he considers to be bad in the world. And that's how you end up with grown-ass adults going to college and needing safe spaces where they're watching puppies frolic and coloring in their coloring book. I mean, if that's the kind of world this guy's promoting, I don't want any part of it. And, you know, he didn't want to live in Nevada because prostitution is legal over there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Ken, I hope you're listening to me, you doofus, because prostitution is called the oldest profession for a reason. It's been around as long as time itself. And somehow, by some miracle, people have managed to raise children the entire time the world has been here. So I don't know how you justify that, Ken. I really don't. And, you know, it is just unacceptable to me that one person's views should be forced on everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Ken doesn't like prostitution, so no one should like it.
So I was not on the show last night and was not able to listen to the show last night. So did anybody point out that prohibition of things actually winds up making it more dangerous?
I think I made that point, whether it was during Ken's call or not. And we definitely did talk about how prohibiting drugs leaves them in the hands of criminals, and that means they're manufactured in questionable conditions. The batch purity varies from batch to batch, and so overdoses happen as
a result. Right, so you've got that, but also with prostitution, where it's legal, and I hate to think of, you know, the Nevada situation as legal. That's taxed and heavily regulated.
Right.
When I think of things being legal, I think of tomatoes, where there's not regulations on those. You can go to the store, buy as many as you want, grow as many as you want in your yard, as long as you're not violating, you know, some zoning thing of having a garden where you can't. But there are places where prostitution is legal, meaning that, you know, government doesn't regulate it. People are free to buy and sell. And then if you have a John that winds up not paying the prostitute, she can take him to court. If you have a prostitute that winds up, you know, not giving the services to the John, he can take her to court. In the black market that we have, what winds up happening if somebody says she didn't give me what I paid for is you either have an angry pimp that comes and beats you up, or she beats you up, or she, you know, knives you or does something. And if the John doesn't pay, then, you know, same sort of thing. You either have an angry pimp or you've got a prostitute that will wind up taking justice into her own hands.
Sure.
And then you might also have a John that decides, I'm just going to beat the woman, have my way with her, and then not pay, and she can't go to the cops because she's a prostitute, and they won't believe her.
They'll arrest her if she admits
to
prostitution.
Well, I think that last night when Ken was speaking, Daryl, you make all valid points, by the way, but I think the objection that Ken had to the prostitution last night was he was describing it as if this is going to be happening in the middle of the street for his children to see. And, you know, that's just not the case, you know? You're not going to have people in the middle of the street getting it on and while Ken is walking by with his children. You know,
I think what he was worried about, though, I mean, he didn't specifically say that, but I think one of the things that he's worried about as this, you know, moralist character is that in a society in which those things aren't prohibited explicitly by the government, that somehow means that they are being endorsed, as though that, you know, you need to make drinking bleach illegal for people to know that it's a bad idea to drink bleach.
Oh, it is illegal.
And, well,
it says on the bottle that using this in a manner inconsistent with the label is a federal offense.
Yeah, but you get my point. And so I think that one of the most frustrating parts about Ken was his just rampant hypocrisy. I mean, it's one thing it's one thing if you are a prohibitionist across the board. It's another thing if you are inconsistent with
your
prohibitionist.
Well, tobacco and alcohol are okay because those are the things that the congressman used.
Now, he admitted that alcohol was a dangerous drug, but at the same time seemed to think that it was totally fine that, you know, whatever current restrictions are should be the ones that are on alcohol. But all those
okay,
other drugs,
hold on. So which current restrictions? Because those vary. Right, but that's not the only restriction.
Yeah, well, that's what
there are bottle size restrictions. Yeah. Some states have ABV restrictions. There are some places within some states that are dry, meaning that you can't purchase at all. You have to go to another county, and then you can drive through, but you can't have more than a certain amount. So when you say the current restrictions, again, there's not any semblance of, you know, a logical position there.
No, there's no logic there.
Well, you know, the thing that Ken said that really went through me like fire was he used the oldest and the most cliche defense there is, which is, oh, think of the children.
Yeah.
You know, somehow children have been growing up this entire time with all this stuff going on. You know, just because it's not legal doesn't mean it's not happening. So it's all been going on this whole time, and somehow people have raised children just fine, you know.
And right, and even though
this comes down to like the concept of what's more efficient, to control the entire world around your children or to teach your children how to control themselves so
good
they're
call,
not
affected Mike.
By the bad things.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight here on Free Talk Live. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, nothing that could be said to this guy. No amount of rational thinking or logic could have persuaded him. No showing him the contradictions in his viewpoint were, you know, working at all. I mean, the dude had a brick wall of cognitive dissonance built up around his viewpoints. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, which is one reason why we need to get libertarians to move to New Hampshire so we can just overwhelm the status with numbers. It's Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
We'll be right back.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Pack now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the live Sunday edition. We have time for you, plenty of it. In fact, you can join us toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've talked about Venezuela, running a business there. We're going to get back into that. Also, prostitution, drugs, those came up again from last night's discussion. You're welcome to comment on any of those things or whatever happens to be on your mind. The toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. And with you in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Still to come here. We got all kinds of interesting stories. I've actually got another Venezuela-related story coming up here shortly, and we're going to jump back into that. Again, you can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Plus, maybe we'll check in with old North Korea this weekend since we're on the topic of failed states or failing states. But first, Daryl, back to the story that you had about running a business in Venezuela and how frustrating it can be. There was a manufacturer of toilet paper, Kimberly-Clark, who I forget what brands they have, but I've definitely seen that name on various different products here in the U.S. They shut down their manufacturing facility in Venezuela, citing their reasoning for that was, we can't get raw materials.
Yes.
That's not because there aren't raw materials available to them. It's because they can't afford to pay for them, basically, or the tariffs that have been placed on them are so high. They cited a few reasons.
The three things that were mentioned specifically in this article by Fee that make it difficult to, or damn near impossible to run a business are the steep import tariffs, currency restrictions, and rock bottom price controls. To where,
where
the Venezuelan government says you have to sell things for X, even though it might cost you three times X for the raw materials.
So, I mean, basically all three of those factors essentially mean you can't do business. And so they shut down the state of New Hampshire, or New Hampshire,
the labor minister,
they came in there and seized the facility, taking what was supposed to be private property,
yes,
and putting it into the state's hands, and now they claim they're going to run a manufacturing facility without any raw materials.
They said that the closing of the factory was illegal, and they were handing it over to the hands of the workers, and President Maduro called Venezuela's productive capacity being paralyzed by the bourgeoisie. In actual fact, the economy is being paralyzed by the government's radically anti-business policies, which include such threats. What company, whether domestic or international, would want to set up a factory in Venezuela under such tyrannical conditions, knowing it is impossible to make a profit and that owners risk arrest for trying?
Yeah, and not only that, there are a few business owners who are trying to stick it out there. And I remember over the last year or so, we've talked about the owner of Pilar, which is one of the big grocers there. And he's basically become the sort of the head that Maduro is trying to sort of verbally chop off. He's like the icon, if you will, that Maduro has selected as the target.
So
of his ire.
He basically the Emmanuel Goldstein of Venezuela?
I'm not familiar with that. Is that who is that?
1984. He's the
never actually read it.
Voice of the resistance, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, he's like a businessman who's trying to explain what's been going on over there, and Maduro's blaming him, essentially. So Maduro blames everybody else but himself and his administration. It's always the U.S. government's fault or the owner of Pilar's fault. And so, it's if you are a business person and you actually try to stick it out in Venezuela, you'll become public enemy to these government guys.
And the article here concludes, Maduro has blamed the latest crisis, as he has with all previous crises, on an economic war being waged against his regime by the opposition in collusion with the United States government.
Yep.
The simple fact that he has left business owners no options, creating a climate in which it is impossible to operate. The daily protests against food shortages across the country show that Venezuelans are getting desperate. Nicolas Maduro's socialist regime is running out of time.
Yeah, and one of the more recent stories we covered on this show was where he was chased out of a town, Maduro was, by a mob of people banging on empty pots and pans.
And the video just shows how disconnected this guy is. Because they're running after his car, banging on pots and pans, and he decides it'll be a good idea to get out of the car and walk amongst his people, and that will calm them down.
He's lucky they didn't dismember him in that moment.
And well, they would have tarred and feathered him, but they have no tar nor feathers because everything's impossible to buy in Venezuela.
Right. And this was a town, by the way, that had voted for Maduro or voted for his predecessor or whatever in the past. So they've shifted their beliefs. Starvation will all of a sudden change somebody's
political beliefs. Starvation
will
cause you to not like the guy that you voted for when you know it's his fault that you're starving.
Speaking of starvation, you finished that story.
Yes.
Story from Breitbart.com. A new study has found that Venezuela is on the brink of famine, with an alarming 15% of citizens saying they can only feed themselves with, quote, food waste discarded by commercial establishments, unquote, while nearly half of them say they have had to take time off of work to search for food. The study, conducted by Moore Consulting and published in the Spanish language Diario de las Americas, reflects a reality that has become the signature of President Nicolas Maduro's tenure, a food and medicine shortage that forces most in the nation to wait in supermarket lines that can last up to 8 hours. On many occasions after the wait, they find there is nothing left to buy. First come, first serve. The Moore Consulting study found that 3 out of every 4 Venezuelans were unable to feed themselves an optimal diet of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 3 out of 4 Venezuelans.
That's 75%.
Yeah, they're not eating they're not eating three meals a day. In fact, some people are eating as few as one meal per day in Venezuela. Living 24.2% of them say they rarely eat protein, living off local tubers like yuca and malanga and some fruit. More than half of Venezuelans, 52.3%, buy their foods through the black market from private individuals who have stocked a surplus of an item they need.
So, hold on. You said 24% never eat protein?
Rarely eat protein.
Most of what I eat is protein.
Well, you live in a very wealthy society.
Yes, I do.
More than half of Venezuelans, 52.3%, again, are buying foods on the black market, which confirms what I had been speculating about here on Free Talk Live. Because I actually had not yet read any story about what kind of food was available on the black market, how prevalent the black market is. But I just know if you can't get food from the legitimate marketplace, the legal so-called white marketplace, because it's not there, they're waiting in hours-long lines and many times not even getting food after waiting in those hours-long lines. If you can't get food through the grocery store or through any legal channels, then if people aren't massively, you know, like starving and eating one another, that means the food's coming from somewhere. What
yes.
little food there is coming from the black market. So, again, the black market
and the zoo.
Is right, and animals on the streets, apparently, as well as goats, squirrels, rats. People are literally killing whatever it is they can find to eat. It's a pretty desperate situation there. But if it weren't for the black market, you'd probably have mass starvation. I mean,
yes.
you've got people going hungry right now because the major food supply lines have completely broken down in the hands of the government, forcing price controls and all kinds of nonsense, as we were just discussing. So kudos to the black marketeers who are literally keeping people alive in that country. 53.9% of Venezuelan respondents say they have gone to bed hungry. 48% say they've been forced to take time off of work just to scrounge for food. The numbers align with previous surveys taken earlier this year, and we'll tell you more about the madness in Venezuela, which is, of course, spreading to the hospitals. There's a very disturbing picture that came out recently from one of the Venezuelan hospitals. We'll tell you about that on the way, and you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us on the radio waves, live Sunday edition of the show, discussing Venezuela and just the insane situation of just trying to live in that place. We'll continue with that here in moments. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio with you, and you can also join us, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones to the fun. First up, Tim is listening in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Ian. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. And hello, Daryl, as well. Yeah. I'm glad that you're talking about Venezuela again. And I want to mention this because there's another subject that called in about it. The reason I want to mention Venezuela, when people are reduced to barely eating protein at all, their brain function actually starts to fail. They'll actually start because there are certain certain ingredients and the protein actually helps your brain to function. So if you do not eat enough protein, eventually your thought process will basically cave in. You'll become a stuttering moron or whatever. But the people there, They're in that position because of communism, obviously, because they're stuck with a dictator, and hopefully we won't be stuck with some new dictator coming along the line here. But the other thing I wanted to mention was the reason I called. Oh my God, now I forgot what my subject was. I called for.
Oh no. I can help you with this, Tim, because we have a phone screening software here that says you wanted to talk about Swiss surveillance.
Ah, right. Sorry about that. Sorry.
That's all right.
I just started getting into the subject there about Venezuela, and I mean I could have gone on, but I'm not.
Oh, I got you. Go ahead though with your thoughts.
The Swiss people have actually voted for themselves to allow their federal government to surveil criminals and terrorist suspects and whatnot, not necessarily because they feel like there's not enough surveillance already, but they're voted. They voted it in themselves. I mean, they actually said, I mean, that's what I was going to say is the reason, I called is, well, yeah, I think it's probably not a good thing, but at the same time, they decided for themselves rather than having it thrust upon them as it was with us.
I disagree here, because to say that they decided for themselves implies that only the people that voted for this will be surveilled. The people that voted and lobbied against this are going to be surveilled as well.
Well, okay, but what I'm saying is the 65.5%, I think, according to, this is a BBC story which was repeated by Yahoo News, and I actually got it from Grudge, but they said 65.5% of the people that voted, obviously, and the other 34.5%, the other 34.5% decided that they didn't like it, but at the same time, as I say, you know, they're not saying that they're voting for themselves to be surveilled. Well, maybe they are. I mean, they're maybe saying they should be surveilled as well as those who are considered to be criminals, possibly. But as I say, it was 65.5% of the vote. So, you know, technically, you know, more than, you know, close to 2/3 of the people that went to the polls decided.
Right. And do we know what the voter turnout was? Because I'm not seeing that in the article.
No, I don't think it does say that in the article. As a matter of, like I say, it was on the...
I've got that. 43% of voters took part in the poll.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's unfortunate because it's less than 50% of the people that would turn out to even vote on something like that.
Right, so 65. So really it's 65% of that 43%
yes.
who voted for this. So a minority... Right. Of the people in Switzerland voted for this. But, you know, it's just another example of...
So 28%.
Okay, yeah. So it's another example of these people just being completely obedient to the state, believing that the state is out there working for their best interests, trusting the state in whatever it is they say. Oh, yeah, this is only going to be for... Yeah, we're not going to spy on you. We're going to spy on those bad guys.
Right. Well, what the article from the BBC says is that this would allow the Federal Intelligence Service and other agencies to put suspects under electronic surveillance if authorized by a court. So it's only people that a court winds up saying need to be surveilled.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I could see how people would get fooled by this.
It sounds like the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
Yes, it does.
You know, the FISA courts, basically, but the FISA courts are essentially, you know, they're without public oversight. So whatever happens with them, I mean, you get on the terrorist watch list and you don't know how, you don't know if you can get off of it, you don't even know why. The same kind of thing happens. And now I was going to mention another country that also starts with the SW, Sweden. Sweden has been for, I think, almost a year when immigrants from, and I'll say Islamic immigrants, because a lot of them that are going to Sweden are Islamic, but they're bringing them in and they're literally training some of the people that they're bringing in. They're training to be snipers for some reason. I have no idea why this was reported a while back, like it's maybe not a year ago, probably 6 or 7 months ago, but, I can't remember where I read it, but it was reported in several different sources actually reported it. And I thought this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of, because if they're bringing in people that are literally, you know, is the possibility of them being, you know, being a violent type of individual, they're bringing them in and they're saying, oh, well, this will be something fun for you to do. And we'll teach you how to use a high-powered rifle. And
I don't understand. And, why are they training them to be snipers? Are they putting them in the military?
Not. I just found an article, the claim basically comes from InfoWars, that they're training these people to be snipers. What's actually happening is the people that are school age are taking target practice classes, which is a mandatory class in Sweden, where everybody has to learn how to shoot a firearm.
Well, okay, but here,
That's military defense.
A huge difference from we're training you to be a sniper and we're training you how to shoot food.
Come on, Tim. You got to check your sources, man.
The way I originally read it is they said it was snipers, and I don't think I remember reading it on InfoWars, but I may have afterwards. But
well, whoever said it was snipers is misinterpreting it, apparently, according to
what
Daryl said. Hey, Tim, thanks for the call tonight. Okay. Not the first time we've gotten bad information from Tim. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Just remember, because you hear it on the radio, doesn't make it true.
And he's also not the only one that gives us bad information.
Yep, that's true. Again, you got to take everything you hear with a grain of salt, including what comes out of our mouths, because sometimes we're wrong, too. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But since he brought it up, I do have a story that you've been – one of the stories that is talking about the Switzerland vote in favor of more surveillance. Overshadowing the vote was a scandal dating back to 1989 and the dying days of the Cold War, when Swiss citizens learned that the security services, the very same ones who are going to be authorized to do some spying here, had opened files on 900,000 individuals detailing their political and trade union affiliations. The revelations sparked outrage in a country where people fiercely guard their privacy and led to significant curbs on police intelligence measures. The vote highlights how public attitudes have shifted, with the law's proponents invoking the string of recent attacks across Europe in Brussels, Nice, and Paris. Green Party lawmaker Lisa Mazzone told RTS the law's approval was won through a, quote, campaign about fear of attacks, unquote. And, of course, that is how the government operates. They put some sort of boogeyman out there. Ooh, some attacks have happened across Europe. We need more power to make sure we keep you safe. Yes, ignore the fact that back in 1989, we opened up illegal files about 900,000 of you.
That was so long ago, 1989. Like, some of you weren't even born then.
That's right. Just ignore the history of the abuses of this intelligence service and trust us when we say that this time we will tell the truth. We are being honest this time. We're the government.
And the Swiss government says that they will only use the powers about once a month to monitor the highest risk suspects.
I'm sure they'll let everybody know if they violate that promise.
Yeah. And Swiss voters also rejected a proposal to boost state pensions by 10%.
Okay, well, that's good news, I guess.
So they made one good decision.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can join us. Hour number two is on the way, live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.